Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. I have a quick disclosure my lawyer wants me to do before we start the show. On this show, I share general information, not medical advice. I am not your doctor. And do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. Now that we're done with the disclosure, let's get started. Hello, this is Dr. John Day, and welcome to the second edition of the Dr. John Day Show. Does it matter what time of the day we eat? An excellent question. Does it really matter what time of the day we eat? At the end of the day, it's all about the total number of calories taken in, right? Calories in, calories out. My philosophy in the past was that this indeed was a calorie is a calorie. I remember as a teenager, or even in college sometimes, eating a whole pizza right before bed. I was hungry, so I ate right before bed. After all, a calorie is a calorie, right? Wrong. The timing of when we eat really does matter. Even if we eat the same number of calories, depending on the time of the day they are consumed, can help to determine whether we are able to maintain a normal weight or become overweight. In a recent issue of the prestigious Heart Medical Journal, called Circulation, researchers from Harvard's Brigham and Women's Hospital report their findings on nearly 27,000 American men from the Health Professionals follow-up study. At the beginning of the study, none of the men had coronary artery disease. However, after 16 months of follow-up, 1,527 of them developed coronary artery disease, or blockages, plaque buildup within the arteries of their heart. Coronary artery disease is where the arteries feeding the blood into the heart become plugged up. And with this plaque, it then puts people at risk for a heart attack or even a cardiac arrest. In this study, the researchers asked the question as to whether or not these men skipped breakfast or ate late the night before, and whether this had any impact on their development of coronary artery disease or not. Interestingly, 13% of the men reported that they routinely skipped breakfast, and 1% reported very late night eating. And when the researchers then went back and looked at the risk of coronary artery disease, those men who skipped breakfast were 27% more likely to develop coronary heart disease or plaque buildup in the arteries of their heart. And 55% of those who ate late at night were also more likely to develop coronary heart disease. And so the question really is, how do we explain these findings? If a calorie is really a calorie, then should it really matter what time of the day we eat? Well, paradoxically, many studies have shown that those people who skip breakfast are much more likely to become overweight. In addition to carrying the extra weight, skipping breakfast has also been shown to affect insulin levels, lipid metabolism, which also plays a role as to how much plaque is built up on the arteries of the inside of the heart. Likewise, eating late at night also had a deleterious effect on the heart. Our body's metabolism seems to be highest in the morning and lowest just before bed. Thus, if we can time our calories or what we eat based on our metabolism levels, thus living in accordance to our natural body rhythms, that we can optimize the way our body burns fuel. As we've probably all heard, there's a common saying, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. You know what? I think there's some truth there. I think there really is something there. This study, along with I've now reviewed a number, have all shown the same thing. Breakfast is critically important and it should not be skipped. Eating earlier dinners are best. And once we're done with dinner, you know what? We really shouldn't eat anymore. And by taking these simple steps, not only can it help to lower our risk of coronary heart disease, but it can also help us to maintain a normal weight and avoid being obese. So let me give you two very simple suggestions. So just these are two things that we all can do. Number one, never skip breakfast. This really is the most important meal of the day. Get your body's metabolism working properly right from the start. Get your calories in while your metabolism is the highest. Number two, don't eat or drink after 7 o'clock at night. You know what? Your body really doesn't know what to do with these late night calories or even late evening calories. And so it generally just stores them as fat. You'll sleep so much better without a full stomach. If your stomach's grumbling all night from eating late, you know, it's just going to keep you up. It's going to give you acid reflux. You're not going to be rested the next morning. And guess what? That dinner you ate, it's going right to your belly. Also, if you're not drinking right before bed, this is just kind of common sense, you're not going to be up in the middle of the night having to use the bathroom. So a proper night's sleep is also important in maintaining your body's metabolism. When you're sleep deprived, stressed out, etc., this can all put your body into fat storage mode. And we really want to optimize metabolism. So a calorie consumed at 7 a.m. is much more likely to be burned than a calorie eaten at 9 p.m. And so a calorie is not a calorie when it comes to your body's metabolism. What about you? What have you found in your life? Do you ever skip breakfast or eat late at night, eat right before bed? I'd love to hear. Please go onto my website, www.drjohnday.com. Leave me a comment. Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening. And if you wouldn't mind, help us to get the message out. There is so much we can do to help people to live better, to live more alive. So please share the love. Let your friends, let your coworkers, let your family members know about this podcast. And if you wouldn't mind going on to iTunes and leaving us a review. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you in our next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.